Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo, right here for you.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Well, hello, everyone, and happy Independence Week. The 4th of July is coming up, and America will celebrate Independence Day on the 4th of July. Every year, 244 years, God bless those of us who were natural-born Americans, innate to our soil. We were gifted from God and fought by those who came and appreciate those who came before us and fought to make America great and those who do so today. It's up to us, the natural-born Americans who are innate to our soil, who have the obligation to keep America great, free from foreign enemy invasions, free from fake immigrants who aren't here to assimilate and don't realize the gift of being and living in America. And we want to make sure that we maintain our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, God, Bible, Second Amendment, gun-toting Americans, and the right to work, the right to life, and the right to pursuit of happiness, which a lot of people aren't so happy today, but we must be grateful because it's America, and we have the opportunity to change laws, to fight back against laws legally, peacefully, and constitutionally, of course. We have the right to peacefully march and assimilate. What other country has all these beautiful gifts to offer to their citizens? None other than the United States of America, but only if we preserve it. For our children and grandchildren, it's our duty. We are the government. Americans forgot that they are the government, not the elected officials. They are supposed to be doing the will of the majority of Americans, but they are not. They are not doing the will of the majority of Americans. They are doing whatever they want with our money, taxes. We don't even know where it goes anymore, and we're told we're broke. Oh, did you hear the latest? I have to tell you a short little story here. I went to the bank, the wealthiest bank in the country. I chose that bank because they are the wealthiest bank in the country, and I figured, well, if things got bad, they have the most money, right? So anyway, I went to the bank, and someone needed 4 rolls of quarters. I said, I'll stop by. I'm going to the bank anyway, and I'll get you 4 rolls of quarters. So I go in, hand him $40 cash, and the girl looks at me and says, I said, oh, I need 4 rolls, $10 rolls of quarters. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't give them to you. I can't give you any change. And I go, are you joking? You're joking right now. She said, no, I'm not joking. And I said, I can't get 4 rolls of quarters, $10 rolls. And she said, no. She said, I can give you 1 roll. She said, we just got notified by the Federal Reserve that they have a shortage of change, so we have to ration change. And I'm like, okay, so we're bankrupt, right? You mean America's bankrupt. We have no change. And then it kind of reminded me back in the days we read about when they confiscated all the silver and the gold. So it did disturb me a lot that I could only get one roll of quarters, $10 worth. But it didn't really surprise me because of everything that's going on in the country and the world. But we must be aware of what is happening, and when these things fall in our lap, we must share them so people can prepare for whatever is happening behind the curtain. The Wizard of Oz is back there. He's got control, and we are just waiting to find out which way he's going to pull the lever. So I figured when the Federal Reserve is short of change, there is change coming to America and the world. But you may have a different take on that. And also, there isn't a country in the world that compares to the gift of freedom that America has to offer. America and Americans have to offer. And we've shared these gifts for 244 years with the world. However, freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty, God, pursuit of happiness, the right to life, the right to work can be taken away from us in a split second while we're asleep. And that's why we need to be awakened and empowered and enlightened and think positive and put positive thoughts into the world and do positive things. So today, do I have a very special dynamic guest for you? And he's written a new book. It's called Decisions. Isn't life all about decisions? Choices. And many of us make very bad choices, and we have to learn from our mistakes. Well, here we have an expert. Let me tell you something about the author. Robert L. Dillon Schneider, right out of New York. We love New York. If you visited New York, oh my gosh, you may not want to visit it right this moment, but fortunately, my daughters and I visited New York, and we loved Times Square, we loved Trump Towers, we loved everything, and we look forward to going back again. It's a fun, exciting place to be. You can go to live play and all the taxi cabs, and it's crazy. All the people running around. I don't know where they're all going, but they're everywhere. And it's just an exciting place to be. And so let me tell you about Robert L. Dillon Schneider, right out of New York. He is the founder of the Dillon Schneider Group. He's headquartered in New York and Chicago. We visited Chicago, too. It was a fun place to be as well. Restaurant food, forget it, it's great. Anyway, this is a really dynamic author. He's written 14 books, and his firm provides strategic advice and counsel to Fortune 500 companies and leading families and individuals around the world. With experience in fields ranging from mergers and acquisitions and crisis communications to marketing, government affairs, and international media. And he's going to talk to us today about the 4th of July and Independence Day, as well as his book, Decisions, his latest book hot off the press. Mr. Dillon Schneider has been called the Dean of American Public Relations Executives, and he's widely respected, widely published. Like I said, he authored 14 books, including A Briefing for Leaders on Power, The Critical 14 Years of Your Professional Life, Moses CEO, The Critical Second Phase of Your Professional Life, 50 Plus, that's when you're just beginning to live, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life, A Time for Heroes, Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed, and most recently, the AMA, A Handbook for Public Relations. And of course, we're going to talk to him about this exciting book that I'm very interested in called Decisions, because life is all about decisions. So let's take a break, and we will welcome our very special guest, Robert Al Dylan Schneider, to Columbo Chronicles Live.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up, because we are about to enter into the world of authors and experts. And today, if you just tuned in, we have a very special guest. And he's right out of New York. I love New York. Robert Al Dylan Schneider. And Robert Al Dylan Schneider formed the Dylan Schneider Group in October 1991, and it is headquartered in New York and Chicago. And the firm provides strategic advice and counsel to Fortune 500 companies, leading families, and individuals around the world, with experience in fields ranging from mergers and acquisitions, crisis communications, to marketing, government affairs, and international media. And boy, do we need that today with what is happening in the world. Isn't that the truth? Well, he's going to share his very special book, Decisions, Practical Advice from 23 Men and Women Who Shaped the World, by Robert L. Dylan Schneider. So let's get started, and let's welcome Robert L. Dylan Schneider to Columbo Chronicles.
Rose, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for joining us today on this wonderful week, Independence Week, and the 4th of July coming up. It's a great time. And you wrote a wonderful, wonderful article that I don't know if you'd like to share it or if you'd like me to share it once the interview is over with our audience. It is a wonderful, wonderful writing that you did on Independence Day.
Well, I try to write something like that, Rose, on every major holiday, and it's generally pretty well received. This one has been off the charts in terms of the interest in it.
Well, of course, because today, the way the world is in so much crisis and chaos, I think people are having trouble making decisions, and I think that your book is so timely because people make bad choices and bad decisions, we all do, but bringing information on how to make good decisions to make a change in maybe their small world, their family, community, or maybe the world is fantastic. So what is the main theme of your book, and can you explain to our audience, is it from historical information or modern day achievers, or is it both that brings the past of successful shakers and movers of the world in today's world of crisis and confusion?
Well, you pretty much said it, Rose, because everybody has to make a decision every day, constantly. We generally make about 15,000 decisions a day, starting with what time am I going to get out of bed, to what do I wear, to how do I conduct myself in a meeting. So everybody has these decisions. These decisions are fundamentally critical to their lives in terms of how they're perceived. So what I've done is I've gone back into history, back to Caesar and back to people even before that, and I've figured out how they made decisions and what they did to make the decision, how they helped to make the decision. And I've put those thoughts and that guidance, what they've done in this book, And hopefully someone who reads it will say to themselves, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that. There's a man, for example, named Giannini, who founded the Bank of America, which is a great bank. And Giannini said many things. Stick to your guns. No matter what you do, stick to the decision you've made. Don't waffle. That's a critical kind of a thing to think about.
That is a very important thing to think about, because politicians have to do that every day, and business owners, right?
Yes, they do, and there's certainly plenty of waffling going out there today among politicians. I can't believe what's happening virtually every day. And it seems that everybody's responding to the events of the day and changing their opinion, changing their decisions, changing their course of action. Not good for the American public.
No, and I think that the framers, since it's Independence Week here, I think that the framers actually made a decision, risking their lives to make that decision so that we could be free and liberated and pursue the right to work and be achievers and world leaders if we want to. I think that they made a decision. They stuck with it, and many of them suffered. And so it bothers me, as you said, any politicians who are waffling from the United States constitutional laws of the land in this great republic that is supposed to operate by the laws of the land. So I know that your book is for the general public, but don't you believe that maybe the politicians today could really use your book?
Oh, I've got it in the hands of Donald Trump, our president, and I have it in the hands of Joe Biden, who is a major challenger. And I know both have looked at it. They both try to learn from history about decisions that were made by prominent and important people. And hopefully they'll take it to heart, and that will help their decision-making. Proper decision-making by those two men will have an enormous impact on the American public.
And so when you write this book, because the economy is in trouble, in my opinion, and people are leery of what will happen to our economy because of all of the pandemic and the fear-mongering and the lockdowns, and then you have BLM and Antifa and all this disruption that also creates disruption for the economy, businesses, and jobs. What do you say to those businesses who you say you have to stick to your guns, and they're telling us to lock down?
You've got to be very strong. You've got to have the currents of your conviction. You've got to be a person that does not waffle. You have to be a person that speaks for the common good. If you do all of those things, your decision will stick. People will accept it. They'll do something as a result of it, and you'll be better off.
Well, that's good advice. I know that from reading your bio that you formed the Dylan Schneider Group in October of 1991. And how did you make that decision to do that back in 1991? What was your driving force to make that decision that became very successful?
I was running the biggest company in the world at that time, Rose, and the operations were going in a way that I didn't really appreciate, so I decided to leave. And my accountant said, bet on yourself, which was great advice. I did bet on myself. I set up my own business. And it's worked extremely well. So bet on yourself, dear listeners. Take the action on the road that will demonstrate to people on the outside you're confident in yourself and you could offer them good help and advice. That will make a huge difference. There are a lot of people that are unemployed out there today, perhaps some even listening to your show, Rose. They need to better themselves and figure out what they can do to move their life forward.
Yes, we have many, many young people today who are unhappy with America and the law enforcers and so forth. And I find that those decisions are very bad because we only have a few bad apples. And I worked for the Sheriff's Department as a young girl. There are bad apples, but there's only a few. The rest are really great people trying to do their hard, difficult job. And so these officers have to make a decision. So I think it's good for them to read your book as well. They have to make a decision. And from what you said, they have to have conviction to stick with their decisions to continue to help and protect despite their lives being at risk. And I think your book would be very good for them as well. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to get the book in the hands of all of the police chiefs around the United States for just that purpose. I'm going to get it in the hands of politicians, the hands of top executives in business, for just the purposes you've stated, Rose. They need to make proper decisions to do the right thing. If we get that done, we will have the spirit that moves the economy that Donald Trump has said we need to have. We will have better products, better services.
Yes, because I believe that your book is important because I don't see people making good decisions in law enforcement right now. I think that fear of the politicians telling the police to stand down and not protect the law-abiding Americans in our cities is very bad for our country, for young people to be watching and witnessing and taking in, and for schools to be closed because, as you know and I know, that when you shut down businesses and the government steps in and starts to control them where you can't even make a living to get enough customers into your own business and you can't make a living or you have to shut your doors permanently or have that fear or, you know, so forth, that those decisions are very bad decisions when it comes to making a decision as to is it worth it to lock
right.
down the entire country and destroy
right.
our economy. And so I think the business owners need to read the book as well.
I completely agree. And the decision to shut down a business, not an easy decision to make. But once it's made, you have to live with the consequences.
Yes, and some of them are permanent, and that's a real problem for Americans right now, and the loss of jobs because I was at the bank and the wealthiest bank in the country. I chose that one because I figured if the economy goes over, maybe they'll be the last to shut their doors. and they told me that they had just been notified that the Federal Reserve had a shortage of change. And it was a little startling at the moment, but I wasn't that shocked as probably most people would be. So I find these decisions are trickling down every which way you can imagine in the greatest republic in the world. I think we need your book so badly because everyone needs to make good decisions. And I know that I know that you started your company. Hill and Knowlton. You were the president and executive of Hill and Knowlton, and that you were confident and smart enough to reach out to those companies back then and turn these companies into multi-million-dollar businesses. So, what gave you the confidence to make a good decision that you were capable of doing that?
I think they do, yeah. That's again, a lot of it comes down to common sense. And when you've got that common sense and you reach out in the proper way, everybody's going to applaud it.
Mm-hmm. And some people get jealous and envious, though. Not everybody
applauds
success, right? And
some people do, but if you handle it well, it doesn't happen.
Okay. So why did you feel the need to establish the, I guess it's pronounced, Borromean Lecture at St. Charles Preparatory School in Columbus, Ohio?
Well, I went to that school, Rose.
Oh, but your topic was morals and ethics in business and government. And it appears that ethics and morals in business and government today are a novelty and rare.
I went to that school, and I was on my way to Notre Dame. And so I established a lecture series because I wanted to reach young men and women at an early age where they could make decisions for themselves and not rely on other people. That's why I did it.
All right. And so in your book, Decisions, you mentioned that that successful businesses and successful political persons of the past who are the world achievers and you must have found someone or all of them, but particular ones that were the most intriguing to you and who where you got more of your invaluable tips on what makes a person successful by making good decisions? Can you share a few of those names and what made them stand out in your mind?
Fundamentally, what makes them stand out is their courage, their ability to hit on a topic that everybody relates to, and their ability to come up with an idea that whose time has come. Martin Luther, despised by many people, certainly in the Catholic faith, and I'm a Catholic, broke away from the church, decided to set up his own operation, was very successful, and look at what's happened today. A good example. There are people that set up companies like IBM. Look at what's happened today. Their ability to give back, and they do a lot of it. There are people like Bill Murray, who has made a tremendous impact in the terms of what he's done for properties around him. So there's a lot of people like this. Everybody wants to give. It's just a matter of finding out what they want to give to.
Yes, and what do you think about companies that are very successful? They become multimillion-dollar companies or billion-dollar companies, and they lose focus of the real world and the real people, and they turn their focus and worship money, and it becomes a game of numbers. How high can you push those numbers rather than quality and good customer service versus what you were calling morals and ethics in business?
Right. The morals and ethics in business are extremely important, but pushing for the finish line is also very important. And if you don't have a goal in mind, something you're going to do, something you're going to make happen, don't try it.
And so if there's a young couple out there or a young person or a middle-aged or older person, who cares? I mean, age is a number. Depends on how your brain works and your body operates and your motivation and your believing that you can never stop learning and doing. There are lots of Americans like that today, and it's not like the old days where people are older and they give up. They keep going today. So for those people, no matter what the number is, what if they want to start a business and they have to mortgage their home to reach their American dream? What would the tips be on a person like that?
Well, hopefully they would tap into the government right now, because the government is trying to help people do just that. But let's assume the government wasn't there. What should these people do? Well, one of the things they should do is test their concept. Make sure that their concept has an audience that will reach out and purchase and buy whatever they're going to sell, whether it's a product or service, consulting, whatever it happens to be. If they know that's the case, they should then try to find endorsements for what they're going to sell. And if that's the case, they should then move into an aggressive selling position, getting the people that could conceivably be customers for them. It's not easy, but it can be done, and it just takes, as my friends in the Jewish faith say, a little chutzpah.
Exactly. So, Robert L. Dylan Schneider, now that we're coming to the end of our interview, which has been very enlightening and empowering, now is your time to shine, and you can give our audience any messages you have about business and politics and Independence Day, whichever you choose or like, and what it means to you and what it means to America to make good decisions. And please share any contact information you wish to provide to our audience, and how, of course, how to purchase your great book, Decisions.
Well, the book is on sale in most stores, and certainly through Amazon. But beyond that, I think people who buy the book, well, their lives will be better for it. And I think that's a big thing. I think over this 4th of July, we should look back at our independence. We should look back at our country and say, we made it as a country. Now it's time to take it to the next generation. And I'm sure all of your listeners have that in mind. They should really follow your lead, Rose, because you've been very successful and the show has been very successful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I want to say God bless you and God bless America, and all your success that you do is helpful to the rest of the American people and the world, and very important to our politicians, because they've gone rogue and they need to come together and unite for America and help us restore our Constitution and our sovereignty and our way of life. And I think that you are a key person to do that with your writings and your wonderful public relations business. So God bless you, and thank you for all your achievements and for being on Colombo Chronicles Live, and have a wonderful Independence Day.
Thank you, Rose. I look forward to seeing you in New York.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
And Robert L. Dillenschneider has left the building, and he is a fantastic writer, and you cannot get better information for all of us entrepreneurs and all of us who want to help make the nation better and the world better and help people who aren't able to pick themselves up. We can be their mentors. We can encourage them. We can give them information. And most of all, you need to contact your legislators. Every day, call them, email them, write them a letter. You'd be surprised. You will get a response, and tell them you do not want a you want a personal response back. And you will get a personal response back. And you need to research and find out, what did they vote for or what did they disapprove? Is it in line with the Constitution? The most important thing to look for is for legislators who will pass laws, read them, review them, study them, and pass them or not pass them according to the Constitution of the United States of America. They have to be in accordance with the Constitution of the United States of America. And they have to be in line with the will of the majority of the American people, who are the government. Do not forget who you are. You are important. You are the most important. You're the most, think of yourself as being a very important person in this country. You are the government. And if the government fails and they go rogue, as they are today on the left, in my opinion, by not supporting law enforcement and not protecting the citizens of cities and businesses and the jobs that were created by small businesses. 85% of the jobs are created by small business owners. And they aren't doing that. That is not helping our nation, and they are failing in their fiduciary duty to the American people and the world, because the world depends on America. And if you are going to celebrate Independence Day on the 4th of July, as we should, for all those who came before us and died or were injured, and our families who fought to be free and to keep the U.S. flag flying, and to keep the national anthem playing that brings tears to our eyes, if you are a loyal, natural-born American, it is your duty more than anyone, because you are innate to the soil. You cannot leave your roots. We came from dust, and we will return to dust, but our souls will answer to a higher power. And if you're going to say, my vote doesn't count, your vote counts. You count. You should be so proud and thankful and grateful to God that we were born as natural-born Americans on American soil on this 4th of July, Independence Day. There is no country like this. There is no country where you can go and burn down buildings and not be killed. Give me one country. Is it Cambodia? Is it North Korea? Is it Venezuela? Brazil? How about Cuba? How about China, Russia? How about the Philippines? Is there any other country that compares to the United States of America? When I went to Europe, I can tell you that every country I visited, they said to us, me and my daughters, and my beautiful granddaughter, who looks like Ivanka Trump, actually. she could be her little sister. They all said to us, you are so lucky. You are so lucky to be living in America. You're so lucky to be Americans. We wish we could come to America. We want to come to your country and live in your country. We wish our country was like America. I cannot tell you how many foreigners said that. They love Donald Trump. Why doesn't America's left love Donald Trump or at least support Donald Trump's economy? Why would they go against the economy that affects their children and their grandchildren as well as ours? Why do we have to fight so hard for the left and the right to unite when it comes to issues about America and the Constitution and keeping America safe, great, and economically sound? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to uphold, defend, protect the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, sovereignty, legal immigration, legal citizenship, and deportation of those who are foreign enemies or foreign spies that have and are in our nation. We have foreign and domestic enemies in our government, in schools, in public education, and in churches. And they are funding BLM, and they are funding Antifa. And they are well-trained, and they are well-funded, and they are trained up by the former domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers, and his top member. So think about why would we fund a Marxist organization who admit they're a Marxist organization, which is an enemy of our nation, or a communist organization who are burning down our country? My family fought in World War II, in Vietnam, and Gulf War, and yours did too. We are responsible as civilians to do our part, and you too can make a phone call. You can email, because you email everybody. You can write a letter. They don't teach writing in school anymore, do they? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're erasing the history of the United States of America, tearing down our history. Good or bad, that's part of our history. That's how we don't repeat the past. That's how we don't become a new world order. We don't need to be a new world. We are a sovereign republic. And that is the law of the land. And that is what will keep your children and your grandchildren and future generations safe and free and blessed by God, who blessed this land of plenty. And when we turned our backs on God and started worshiping foreign idols, or worse, down below, and it's the money god, then we lose our country. because God will not beg us to praise Him, thank Him, and be grateful and worship Him. We, the people, must get on our knees, not for the national anthem. Stand up. Stand up. Put your hand on your heart. Sing out loud. Remember who you are and how blessed you are. And then kneel for God and thank Him and praise Him and worship Him. Don't worship men and women. They're all going to die. They can't help you. Your soul is going to live, believe it or not. And those who put themselves up on pedestals as icons because they are billionaires and believe that they have the right to microchip anyone and spy and control anyone is not constitutional, legal, or lawful. Remember that. They are violating your privacy. They are violating your right to be free, your right to make good decisions, your right to make choices. And it's up to you and me to do whatever we can. And now you have plenty of time because everyone's locked down, which is also illegal, unlawful, and unconstitutional. Because a pandemic has to reach excessive numbers of deaths. We don't have that. We only have misinformation coming and going. One day it's this way, one day it's that way, it flip-flops. Italy says it's not even a virus, that their scientists and medical researchers said from the dead corpses that it is a bacterium and doesn't need a vaccine. It needs antibiotics, aspirin, and anticoagulants. And it has to be checked for blood, and the person has to be checked for blood clots. So we have all this information coming in from not just Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Bill Gates, and the world's doctors. It is creating fear. And when fear enters into a nation, and they're fearful of a pandemic, they're fearful of BLM, they're fearful of Antifa, there's a problem. Because fear is your worst enemy. Stand up. Stand up for the flag. Stand up for the Constitution. Stand up for the national anthem. You don't have to bow down and kiss the feet of any human being unless they're threatening to blow your head off. Those people need to be arrested. Those are crimes. Arson is a crime. Crimes against humanity is a crime. Attacking police and torching a police officer was a crime. Torturing a 91-year-old veteran is a crime. Knocking down senior citizens and robbing them is a crime. Body slamming young people on the ground and then stomping on them is a crime. These are not love fests. These are not block parties. Anyone who promotes it and funds it is complicit with these crimes against Americans and humanity. So wake up, stand up, pray to God. Do not kiss the feet of another human being. Their hero has a rap sheet of 18 pages. He committed crimes against his victims at gunpoint. He was committing a crime when he was arrested, another crime. And no one believes in chokeholds, no one. I don't know anybody that does. So get rid of the chokeholds. Don't burn down the country. Don't injure and kill innocent Americans. Don't erase history. Those are all state and federal crimes. Don't throw your life away, young people. If you are listening and you are a young person, go home. Don't end up in jail or dead. Go home. This all shall pass because it won't continue. Because the American people have had enough and they aren't going to stand for it. So you need to learn respect. You need to learn morals. You need to learn ethics like we did when we were growing up. You need to respect other people. You need to respect law enforcement and use the system and become the people in the system who will make America better by legal, lawful, constitutional laws. You can make a change. You can make a decision to be a better person and stay out of jail. Don't become the person who is your hero who died committing a crime. Make your parents proud. Make your grandparents proud. This is America. You can be anything you want. You just need a mentor. Stay out of gangs. Don't deal drugs. Don't deal guns like he did. Don't do porn. Stay out of those gangs. And politicians, instead of attacking law-abiding Americans and not protecting us, why don't you put the money where your mouth is and stop this tyranny that's going on in our country, terrorizing Americans, where they have to stand out in front of their homes to protect their families armed? Well, you want to take away our guns to defend ourselves and prosecute us if we're being attacked by thugs, and you want to fund them and bail them out of jail, and you don't care that they stole those guns during the riots from gun stores, which I witnessed on video, then you need to go to counseling. You need to go to counseling because the governor, I think it was in Washington, said these aren't crimes. Groups just need to go to counseling. No, it's the leaders that need to go to counseling because your morals and ethics and your fiduciary duty to America is off balance, totally. You're not teaching young people to respect America. You're not teaching young people the history and all the Americans who died, including their families, so that they could be free, so that they could peacefully march. This isn't a march. This isn't a peaceful protest. This is domestic violence. This is domestic. This is hate crimes. This is domestic terrorism. And the Muslim Brotherhood took credit. Lives matter. And they said on video, this is their time to conquer the USA. Any organization that is anti-American and any anti-American who is an immigrant should be deported. And their nonprofit charity should be dismantled. Or you are not going to have a great and safe America for your children, grandchildren, and future children. They will not know America, the real America. They will not even know the history of America. They don't know it now. So it's up to we, the people who are the government, to take back our government, to take back our country. And your vote counts. You are important. You are a VIP. On election day, you are elevated to a VIP. So show up and do your duty to your past countrymen who died and families and descendants and to the future. Your children and grandchildren, you do not want them to be enslaved. You do not want computer geeks spying in your home and in your bedrooms and in your bathrooms. You do not want your children in same-sex bathrooms with men who are transgenders because that's not safe. It's not moral. Did you know that laws must be moral? Did you know that laws must have common sense? Did you know they must be just and equitable? They must be read? Well, 2,700 pages of Obamacare was not read. 2,700 pages was unread. How can unread laws be legal? You are being duped, America. You're being duped. And until you wake up and say enough is enough, and peacefully, legally, and lawfully remove and recall anyone who is anti-American and pro-foreign enemy and funding foreign enemies, interfering in their elections, using our tax dollars, illegally migrating foreign enemy people into our country, allowing spies into our country who are stealing our intellectual property. Until you decide enough is enough, you've had enough with China, and you've had enough with funding Iran, who threatened to wipe us off the face of the map and assassinate the President of the United States and tried to have him arrested by Interpol. Interpol said no, because Interpol has common sense. So, this is the greatest day ever this year. This is a day for celebration, the 4th of July, Independence Day. And it is up to us, we the people, who love our nation, our country, who love our fellow Americans, good or bad, we just want them to do the right thing. And we want those to be punished who are doing the wrong thing. We don't want innocent people set up like General Flynn and going to prison who served our country. We don't want dirty cops. And you can see and make up your own mind, come to your own decision on what is happening. It's up to you to do research and homework. Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody. Do your research. Do your homework. And speak out and write and email and call. I did. I went to Congressman Rohrabacher and person to person in D.C. And I told him. And I took my daughters. And I told him. I said, we owe China nothing. He goes, what? I said, we owe China nothing. I want you to go on the House floor and stop this. We don't owe China a debt. They owe us a debt. The Clintons opened up the borders to China through Costco and Walmart, and they opened up the Long Beach Naval Base, and they opened up the port, and he was going to give it to them, a communist nation seeking to conquer the USA, who we fought against, communism, during World War II, and continue to fight against. But they were invited into our country. They were migrated into our country. There are 350,000 Chinese students that we're paying for with our tax dollars to attend the top universities. And then people say, oh, look it, they're so smart. Well, yeah, they're getting a free education because China isn't paying for it. We have WHO, World Health Organization, run by a communist, who got us involved with communist China to take over our big pharma research, vaccines, prescriptions, testing kits, and masks. And now we're finding out the mask and the testing kits were contaminated. Do you trust China? Do you think we owe them anything? We made China wealthy. And what was China doing? I wrote an article on Town Hall that was published for a long time. Can't find it anymore. Should have copied it. It was called China on the March, Warning Americans to Keep Their Eyes on China. China wants to dominate the world. China was buying up all the minerals. They're buying up ports around the world quietly, building a worldwide underground train. They are doing a lot of things. They are buying up all the nickel. Look up and see what happens when they buy up all the nickel. people just dismissed what I was telling them. Well, they shouldn't be dismissing it now, because China is on our doorstep. We don't owe them anything. They owe us. They just unleashed a virus on the world. We owe them nothing. They owe us crimes against humanity. We made them wealthy, and they were building up their military and their military weapons and vehicles, and they were building up their economy. Because there are people who are billionaires who want China, communism, Marxism, Muslim Brotherhood, to make America rid of the middle class, which they're doing. My God, open your eyes. They're destroying the middle class. Is it for a monopoly? Is it to force everyone to order off of the computer? They've already addicted everybody to the phones and the computer, and they track you and they spy on you, and they can answer your questions before you open your mouth. They can hear you. They track you on Facebook, and they create a hate speech person here. Well, hate speech is a crime. Who are they to accuse Americans in a free nation of hate speech? They are CEOs. Just because they have a lot of money doesn't give them the legal, lawful, constitutional authority to spy on Americans or determine if we are committing hate crimes. It could be an opinion. It could be a fact. It could be true. And if they don't like it, you're either permanently gone or you are suspended. Because you are a truther or you are a concerned American who loves America. You're a patriot. Bill Clinton and Eric Holder did not like patriots. That's why, and they were against the Second Amendment. And that is why, Waco and Ruby Ridge, they attacked Americans on American soil. And nothing happened to them. And then, under the Obama regime, they attacked the Bundy family, an American family who owned that land for generations, at gunpoint. They put them in jail. So they're putting the law-abiding, legal, tax-paying, natural-born Americans in jail for hate speech, for telling the truth, for not wearing a mask. Oh, my God, you didn't wear a mask. And now Nancy Pelosi wants to make it permanent. I think they should make it permanent on her. That is insane. I would like to see, and Americans should be asking these questions, where is the scientific and medical documentation that proves that the elderly people who were already suffering from chronic heart disease, chronic lung disease, and diabetes didn't die of those causes and are recorded as dying from COVID? I can't tell you how many friends I've had that their parents died and they were already in those nursing homes dying from another cause of death. And they were recorded as COVID because they get financial incentive. So Americans are now human commodities for human profit for big corporations and politicians, and we are now human capital. From the time, even before you're born, at Planned Parenthood, to at birth, to after birth, that human being is on a seamless assembly line, God created to be a natural-born American, to be killed as a human commodity for human profit, human capital, to make these people wealthy. And we need natural-born Americans to preserve the United States of America in the future. We have a shortage. And believe it or not, but natural-born Americans are becoming extinct. They should be on the list for extinction. Endangered species. Anyone with European descent. And on that note, I have to close. And I do want to leave you with a happy note, though. Never, ever think that you can't make a decision to make America great again, to make America better again, to make America sovereign again, and to keep the American flag flying, and to keep the national anthem playing, and to be able to teach your children the history of the United States of America, past and current, and to teach them morals and ethics and respect for human beings, babies, and property, and for law enforcement. All professions have bad apples, and they can be handled legally, lawfully, and constitutionally. But to terrorize a nation, come to an end, and we must support the men in blue, the sheriffs, the border patrol, and ICE, who risk their lives every day, our U.S. military, and keep them in uniform, U.S. uniform. That's why it's called a uniform, so everyone is in uniform and easily identified in America and on the battlefield. Do not let foreigners come and change the uniform of the United States military, because that's what they're going to try to do. We're losing our country, but we have a chance now to take it back, because President Trump is a businessman. President Trump loves America. President Trump, law and order. President Trump wants you to be successful, whether you're black or white, no matter your ethnicity, no matter your race. He is for you, the people, you and me. So your vote counts. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the military. God bless the law enforcers. God bless the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, and God bless America. Remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. And by the way, they have. But together, and a positive attitude, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you listen to Columbo Chronicles Live.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.